Missed anything on the show? Download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or check out the Hit app.
The Mid-North Coast's Hit.
So all last week I've been driving through these roadworks when I leave work.
I know who it is.
Heading home.
I know who it is.
Okay, go.
Is it the woman with the amazingly massive, beautiful smile
yep.
that holds up the lollipop sign?
I have never seen a lollipop lady, and I mean lady.
What's the official name of them? Traffic control people?
The ones that hold the stop sign, the big stick. Mm. She has so much sass and that infectious smile of hers.
I like driving
have you
past her.
Seen, yeah. Oh my gosh, I look forward to it each and every day, getting up to these roadworks. And the sad reality is that I get stopped by the old mate at the first end, wait for him to call us through. And I don't have to stop and look at her because I just go past her on the other side. I feel like turning back around just so I can go through the stop sign and sit there and wait for her. Because to describe how she stands, she's got the stick, the big stop sign stick, has the little hip leaned into the stick. And then if she was wearing heels, that heel will be planted right into the ground and then the toes pointing up. And she has got it like swagger. But this is the thing. I feel like she treats me different to everybody else.
No,
watch.
She doesn't. She doesn't.
No.
She doesn't. She treats me.
She gives me so much more than she gives anybody else.
That's not true. We got Scotty on the line. Scotty, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Now, you feel the same way as I do. She brightens up your day. But last time you saw her was at another set of roadworks and you were upset. Most people get happy when the roadworks are done.
Oh, no, I loved going to work, you know. Like every morning I'd even go early just in case I missed her and I had to turn around and come back. I just really loved it because it just made my day. She was so smiley and happy. It was like every time I think, oh, you know, you've got something going on at work or whatever, think of this woman and just how happy she is to be at work and in how much she enjoys it, I assume.
And that's the thing, isn't it? It's the infectious smile.
It was so lovely, just a little smile, little jig on the side of the road. And and even if she was on the other side of the road, I'd go up around the roundabout and turn around and come back. So I was on the side of the road.
Now everyone is jumping on the bandwagon going, oh, I love this chick. She's amazing. She makes my day so much better.
Well, we've got Elle on the line from Sovereign Hills. Elle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning to you. Now, you gave us a call to give us a... Now, this could be bordering on stalking, Christy, but we're doing it in the most loving way possible. Apparently, she's getting set up for the day.
Oh.
She's setting up.
She's there, ready, waiting.
Yeah, so you ready to find that smile.
So you drove past just before, did you?
Yes, yeah.
Okay,
and Elle, do you know who she is?
No idea. She's just brightened my day, too.
Yeah, but you see, you knew who we were talking about, though.
Oh, no, sorry, yes, I know who she, every day. Drive past her every day. She's awesome.
So does she give you the little wave? Does she give you a little bit of a dance? Christy thinks she's the only one that gets a special treatment.
Because of my car.
Well, I've never got a dance, but a massive wave all the time. And the kids are in the car and she's like looking through to make sure she can see them and wave to them. And she's the best.
Yeah. Right. So we need to reward this by stalking her movements this morning. And Christy, I'm seriously thinking about sending you out to go find her.
You don't even need to tell me what to do. I already have it in my mind that when I leave here, straight away when we get off air, I'm going.
I'm going during
down
the show.
Oh, during the
during
show.
During the show.
I'm so going to put the UHF scanner on and figure out who she is.
Elle, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. You have a lovely day,
thank
okay?
You.
Did you know, and I'm not saying this is the case here, but apparently with traffic control at... roadworks, there's a little code that's used between
like lingo
between female traffic controllers. This is what I've heard. This is what I don't know if it's true or not. We'll have it confirmed later on.
Is this about how they rate?
Well, no. Let me. No, well, I'll tell you. You could. I mean, you could guess a million things, but this one I did not see coming. So what happens is apparently if you've got a lady on either side, and I dare say the guys would have their own system.
Yeah.
From what I understand, the one lady who stopped cars will go onto the microphone and go, nice seat covers, and then they'll leave it for a little bit longer so she can have a little perv on the hottie that is waiting to go through. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's one-way traffic. It's just the little lane that they make. So... That's so, what I've heard. I don't know if that's true. I've just been told that this morning. I'd love to hope it's true.
Well, the thing is...
Although I've never been stopped for too long.
No.
So, the happy lollipop lady, and that's how we know her this morning. We don't know her by any other name at the moment.
The big smile and the brunette hair and the sway of the hips every time you go through the roadworks where she's working.
This is true. So, it's brightened everyone's morning. That's the only reason we're talking about. We get calls as well. Hello, good morning. Who have we got there?
Oh, g'day, Bodge. It's Ross. How are you, mate?
Hey, Ross, what can we do for you, mate?
Mate, I'm pretty sure it's one of our lovely ladies, Crystal Tahi Tahi. Sorry, Ross from Men at Work.
Oh, so Ross. Hey, mate, what's going on?
Ross, that's all I wanted to know was a name.
Oh, well, there you go. No, it's Crystal, and she's, I'm assuming, well, I'm hoping, that I've got the right radio show, the right traffic control, location.
Hang on, Ross. You will be able to know that this is her. So she has the sway of the hip, leans into the post, and then she puts the foot out, and she gives you a little bit of, like, a cheeky sway of the hips and the big wave of the big smile.
Mm.
That's definitely our Crystal.
It has been bedlam in here. Christy went on about how she was in love with this traffic controller, and before she'd even told me where this traffic controller was, I knew the one she was talking about. She's on the line with me right now. Christy, you there?
Hello. You've sent me on like a little goose chase. I feel like it's a treasure hunt. And guess what, Bodge? I have found my treasure at the end of the rainbow, and I'm pleased to say, Crystal, you look as hot as you do when I drive past you each and every morning. Do you know what the hell is going on right now?
Oh, not really. Morning, Bodge. How you going?
How you doing, Crystal?
Awesome, mate. Awesome.
I see you every day I drive home lately.
Oh, good, mate. Good. I hope you're waving to me.
I am.
You give him a bigger wave than he does for me, than you do for me. But I feel like you give me a little bit more in my big rig.
Definitely the patrol, mate. Definitely the big wave in the patrol, for sure.
Now, since we've been talking about it all morning, you've been copping it left, right and centre from people yelling at you. Do you feel like a star right now?
I do, honestly. It's not something I'm used to, but it's fantastic. I just want to say thank you to everyone. And also, thank you for everyone for just waving and obeying the cones and obeying the speeds in the zone. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We've got messages and calls all morning from people that had seen you maybe a while ago and straight away they knew who we were talking about. And then we had old mate Ross give us a call because someone had tipped him off as well.
Big Ross.
Yeah, and he gave us a call and he said, he confirmed who you were, confirmed where you were going to be this morning to us. And then we sent Christy out frothing at the gills. Is she being overly creepy?
No, she's been all right, mate. Just stalking just a little bit.
What did you think when I got on the UHF? Because I scanned on the channel to find you and I could hear you talking. What did you think when I'm like, hey, Crystal, it's Christy?
Yeah, I know, 101 stalker.
Oh, man. And you botched this entire time I've been standing next to Crystal. She has not stopped smiling. Look, even the buses are beeping at us. Everyone loves Crystal. Now, can you clear one thing up for us, though, Crystal? There's two chicks working on the traffic control sticks at the moment. So apparently there's a code between you women when it comes to good-looking men driving past. So if there is, do you go, nice seat covers?
Nice seat covers, that'll work. Or Roger coming through in car number 3.
Yeah. I knew it. And do you know what? I've never been slowed down. No one's ever stopped me for a little bit longer.
Bodge drives a white beep beep Barina, so when he drives through, what code are you going to use there?
That's why we push you through, mate. The beep beep Barina. Come on, where's your big patrol?
My heart's broken now. I don't get paid as much as Christy does.
You're not as pretty, mate.
I'm just going to leave you be, Bodge, and I'm just going to hang out with Crystal for the rest of the day.
Well, I think you should. But if you're driving through to Sovereign Hills and you're going past there, can you just hassle out Crystal all day and call out, hey, Crystal?
Do it.
Yep, do it.
You're a toot. Game on.
And she'll give you a little hip sway.
Game on.
Catch up on anything you may have missed. Download the Christy and Budge podcast at hit.com.au or on the Hit app.
The Mid-North Coast's Hit.